This program does not express the views of the Astor Broadcast Group, its management, or advertisers.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. This is Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
We just made it.
There was
right
a lot
at the
traffic.
Nick of time. Driving all the way to Carlsbad from Orange County. Yes.
We just like to let you guys know that this show is interactive. If you have any questions at all during our show, we're here to answer your questions at 1-800-292-5236. Again, it's 1-800-292-5236. If you're listening to our show for the first time, welcome. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com, to see our past shows archived on the website.
Yes. For the new listeners or for the existing listeners, what we're trying to prove is that what you hear from Western medicine and all your doctors that chronic disorders, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, allergy, asthma, all these things are not curable is untrue. Totally not true. Everything can be cured. In fact, most chronic disorders are quite easy, especially when it's early, when you're young. Acute problem infections are even easier. Even mental problem. Today, we have an incredible case, which will blow your mind, okay? We have a very talented, famous, they haven't called in yet, black boy who is possessed by the devil. And he is actually that. During one of my treatment, he couldn't talk. He was talking well. And then when I press on one of the point and ask him whether he feel the pain or not, his tongue actually gets thick. And then I injected the servo channel to get the energy to the tongue. Then immediately he was able to talk, and he said that he saw the devil and trying to control his tongue. So I know this sounds incredible, which is really not incredible to me because I have a kid, my youngest son. Hear voices all the time, and I used to be depressed, and he hated my treatment. And luckily, okay, at that time I met a couple of people who were very good in feng shui, and we fixed his position in the house. Each direction in the house, location in the house, is correspond to the mother, the father, the firstborn son, the firstborn girl, and so forth, okay? And for him, the youngest son was the northeast area. And in that area, we have a lot of, mess, trash, okay?
Trash there.
And then we clean it up. We take away a castle, which I designed, which is supposed to be 2 yin, okay? Today, at least one change. He's much happier, open. Mm-hmm. He loved my treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is something dramatic because he used to hate my treatment every time I had to force him to do a treatment every few weeks. And that
there's a change in him for sure.
Yeah, you can only help for a few days in his case. But today, every weekend, he would just want a treatment.
He's very much more active. I mean, he still has some work to do. I think inherently his personality is he's more drawn inward. Okay. I think we have a caller.
Yes.
Let's see. We don't have her name, though. Hello? Is this Carol?
Yes, it is.
Hi, welcome
Hi,
to
Carol.
Our show.
Hi, Dr. Tong. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Wonderful.
Oh, yes. Carol was supposed to be on our show last week. She was supposed to call in with, was it Steve? Steve is your son. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, Carol. Yes.
Thanks for calling in this week.
No wonder
you sound. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
huh? Yes. Dr. Tong, I'm calling to say thank you.
Yes.
For what you've done for our son.
Yes.
He's a young violinist, 16-year-old boy.
Oh,
today.
Remember?
Okay.
Yes, yes,
He was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And you have done a miracle for our child.
Yes. Tell us about him, because he's special.
Well, he
is famous. He's also talented. So tell a little bit about his background.
Okay. Since our son was about 6-7 years old, he's been playing the violin.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the violin, the piano, and he composes music.
Mm-hmm.
Great kid, normal kid. He was an honor roll student, outstanding musician. He's performed even for President Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And he traveled all over the United States performing and receiving incredible rewards and for his accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
But we noticed that over the years he was always somewhat depressed.
Okay.
Very timid and very shy.
Okay.
And the depression was getting progressively worse, but we did not realize how bad it could have gotten.
Right.
How what was going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
About maybe 6-7 months ago,
yes.
Our son had a nervous breakdown, what we would call a nervous breakdown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we noticed that, so we took him to a psychiatric hospital.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The first hospital diagnosed him with a depression.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Psychosis.
Yes.
Paranoid schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And that was a shock to us because this was a normal kid.
He is very bright. He's very talented. I mean, he was going to go to China. You told me to perform in China.
Yes, they invited him. In fact, he's been invited to be a world youth ambassador for the United States.
Wow.
Represent United States to all the European countries and in China and all over the world to speak on behalf of America.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Wonderful.
Saw the picture with him and Bush and all the other things, the newspaper clipping.
He's only 16 years old, is
he's
that correct?
He's only 16. In fact, Dr. Tong was our son's 16th birthday present this year.
Yeah, tell us what happened with all the other treatment first, okay?
Well, let me tell you, Dr. Tong.
Yeah.
When he was diagnosed, he spent 10 days in the first hospital.
Yes.
Which
the
hospital
drugs
was this?
They gave him did not help at all.
Right. The drug never helped.
Never helped. All the problems, he went in the hospital, the problems never stopped.
Okay.
And the drugs made him drowsy, sleepy, like a zombie.
Yeah, okay. Drugs always make it worse.
Exactly.
Yes.
And also not to mention all the side effects.
Yes,
After spending 10 days at the first hospital, we took him, he came home for maybe 10, 12 days.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this time he was not able to eat, not able to drink, couldn't keep any food in his stomach. He was vomiting all the time.
Uh-huh.
So he was hospital at a second medical hospital.
Yes.
Uh-huh. This time he spent 25 days at the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And they gave him 5 different drugs. They tried this, that, everything. 5 different drugs.
Yes.
None of them worked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And our son, every time we visited him, he said, Mom, am I ever going to get out of this hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said, Mom, these doctors don't seem to know what they're doing.
Right.
Looks like they're crossing their head. They don't know how to handle this.
Oh, so they label him as schizophrenic. It seems like he's still clear.
Exactly.
In spite of the drug that
even
they gave
him. Even
though
he's on to the drugs, he was still asking.
Right.
Yes, that's what he said. Every day he said, Mom, what are we going to do? Are you going to do something for me?
Yeah.
I said, well, Dad and I are doing research, and we're finding, you know, we have all our friends looking and doing research to find out another place to take you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
While he was in the hospital during these 25 days, mm-hmm. all our friends were searching the internet mm-hmm. and to find out where else we could take him.
Wonderful.
Take him.
Yes.
So I told him, I said, son, I have a secret for you. Keep this, don't tell the doctors, but we found a doctor called Dr. Tong, and he's a miracle worker. He can help you.
How'd you find
me? How did you find out?
Well, we found you on the internet.
Oh, okay.
My husband went to, we are very health-minded people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My husband read a book from one of the nutrition places, and he said that also molecular medicine can help. So we called, at that time when he heard about also molecular medicine,
yes.
we called maybe 20 different also molecular doctors.
Yes.
Okay.
None of them would touch him.
Oh.
When we mentioned that Masiwa's son was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia,
uh-huh.
they all canceled the appointment. The ones who gave me an appointment canceled.
And listen to me.
That is
they would not touch us.
The people out there, I'll touch anything.
They would not touch us.
Yeah.
But when I called the office, Dr. Tong was not afraid to meet with our son.
No.
The secretary said, yes, he has handled these problems before.
Yes.
He can take care of that. No big deal.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So I told my son, we have a great birthday present for you. Dr. Tong is your birthday present for when you turn 16.
Yes.
So we got him out of the hospital. We asked the doctor.
Which hospital was he staying at, Carol?
He was staying at the UCI Medical Center Orange County.
In Orange County.
Yes.
Okay.
In California.
Okay.
And we told the doctors that for our son's birthday, we'd like him to come home for a couple of days. We just want to love on our son. We just want to celebrate his birthday at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But we really want to bring him to Dr. Tong.
Oh, good lie.
You are so clever.
Clever.
My son wants to be out of the hospital. They said, he's not ready. I said, I know, but let our son come home. We want to celebrate his birthday at home.
He's not ready.
Exactly. Oh,
he'll never be ready. The more he's in the hospital, the less going to be ready.
They're just going to drug him more and more. That's the only thing. That's the only way they know how to treat this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we got our son out of the hospital one day before his birthday.
Uh-huh.
We brought him home, and the next day we took him to Dr. Tong.
Uh-huh.
When we got him into to Dr. Tong, our son was not able to, was very, very weak. It's extremely weak.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He could not walk by himself.
Yes.
We had to literally carry him into the hospital, into the clinic.
Yes.
He could not talk.
Yes.
He was very psychotic.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He could not reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He could not, that morning he could not take a shower by himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He could not dress himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was vomiting everything. You know, he was vomiting. He couldn't hold water in his stomach. He mm-hmm. couldn't keep any food in his stomach.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I hope Dr. Stone does not get afraid of this case.
No.
Well, now that you've met him, you know that very
few
things scare him.
Honest to God, I was a little nervous. when you talk about that he hear voices all the time, I don't need another kid like this. But I also, because I also have kids, and I see how a parent can get concerned about.
I mean,
I'll take it. You know?
He experienced actually probably not to the same degree that you do, but my brother also has some problems, probably not to the same extent
right.
as your son.
Our son was very severe,
mm-hmm.
but at any rate, when Dr. Tong gave him the first shot,
mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh my gosh!" My son said, "Mom, I can see better." I didn't know the room was beautifully, the painting was beautiful. The wall was painted light sky blue.
Uh-huh.
Son said, I thought the wall was painted white.
Yeah, exactly.
So he could see clear after the first shot.
Actually, two or three, okay? But before then, he was out because he was just staring at the floor.
Oh,
and I'm not sure that he was hearing anything that we were conversing. Mm-hmm. So he was just, to me, he was just out.
Exactly.
So this is
his head was down. He never lifted up his head.
Exactly, right.
But after the first shot, he woke up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The first shot woke him up, and he noticed the room, and he was not engaging in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know, what amazed me the most is the way Dr. Tong was touching. Doctor, the way you were touching my son, I said, you are not treating him as a patient.
Right.
You're treating him as your own child.
Kind of.
There's so much love in your hands and your heart.
Yes.
You know, the love. The,
he is a wonderful doctor.
Love.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gave me a touch my heart, the way you took care of our son.
Well, let me tell you why I was impressed with you guys, okay?
Yes.
You are Christians, but that had nothing to do with how you treat your, I don't think, the father is white and you guys are black.
Yes, I am.
But the father
true.
Loved him. Oh, I just so impressed. Because
thank you,
he was so nervous about you keep asking me questions, saying, why don't you let him go in and take care of the boy first? Okay, so he was more uptight about it than you.
Yes, exactly.
That's very lucky for him, for your kid to have such a good parents.
So, Carol, let me interrupt you really quick, Carol. Okay, I need to just do a little shout down. This is Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. If you're listening to this story, it is amazing. Stay tuned. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you have any questions you want to talk to us right now, give us a call toll-free at 1-800-292-5236. That's 1-800-292-5236. Okay, Carol, sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, so, that's fine.
So what happened after the first treatment? What changes you noticed?
Well, what happened? The first treatment, when we brought our son, remember how I told you we brought him and he couldn't do anything?
Yes.
He couldn't walk. We had to literally bring him in.
Yes.
He was staying on the floor and everything. Well, his vision got cleared up.
Yes.
And he started speaking.
Yes.
Now, after the first treatment, he walked out with his own 2 feet outside.
Yes.
With his head straight up like a normal person.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he mentioned that, as I told you, he noticed that he could see better. His vision was fine. He was able to talk.
Mm-hmm.
That night, our son slept without any drug.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And because before the treatment, he couldn't sleep. We had to give him drugs every day to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So he slept without any drug that night.
Mm-hmm.
He slept with all through the night.
And
the vomiting stopped.
Yes.
And the next day, he took his own shower by himself.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
Now, on the second treatment.
Wait just 1 second. Before, he always have a nightmare. You told me
oh,
that
yes.
he had nightmare and he voices, okay?
Yes.
So what happened to that night? Did
the
he have any nightmare?
Stopped.
No nightmare. Okay.
No more nightmares.
Right. That's good.
And after the second treatment, we asked him, I said, honey, you look like you're feeling better. Do you want the drug? Do you want us to give? He said, no, Mom, I don't need the drugs.
Right.
The shots, I don't know what the shots. He said, Mom, stop the drugs.
Yes.
So he has not been, he's been out of the hospital for about 2 weeks now.
Yes.
We have seen Dr. Tong for about a week.
Yeah, five
and,
treatments.
And he has, after the second treatment, the drugs stopped. He has not been on any drug.
Well, actually.
There's no withdrawal, nothing.
Yeah, I want to give you another detail because after the first treatment, you told me to have good relief for 2 days.
Yes.
But there was between the first and second treatment, there were 5 days.
Yes,
so then
that was a little rough for us.
Yes.
Because, I guess our son was so in such a bad shape that
yes.
he couldn't sustain 5 days without treatment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that was really rough. So he had a giant setback.
Yeah, he was he was falling backwards.
He was falling backwards. He just think it was a nightmare. In fact, it was over the weekend, over the Easter holiday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if we were living from hour to hour.
Right.
He said, we were praying all the time. We said, God, do something because mm-hmm. we've got to survive Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Monday, we're going to see Dr. Tong.
But you went to an acupuncturist that you used to see over the weekend, correct?
Yes, we did. And the acupuncturist told us, when we told him what Dr. Tong was doing, he said, acupuncture is good, but this thing is way much better.
Yes.
You got to continue to see Dr. Tong.
He knows.
And this acupuncture is our friend. He's been seeing my family for the past 16 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know who this doctor is, but what he's doing is the best thing. You know, these injections will open the pathways much better,
right.
much faster.
Exactly.
Your son will get better, will get back on his feet guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
You better continue. But over the weekend, we went to see this acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. Did it help?
Oh, it helped. It helped some, but Christmas said, we gotta get back to Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was still falling backwards when he first came to see me. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So let's get. So now he's had 5 treatments, is that correct? 4 treatments?
Yes, he's had five treatments.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, he's off the medication.
Uh-huh.
We're not 100% out of the woods yet.
Of course.
But now hope has set in.
Mm-hmm.
And Our son believes that he will be well. Dr. Tong says maybe he'll be well in about 2 months.
Yes.
Our son said, when did he say? He said probably be well in about 15, 20 days. He said, Mom, with the speed that I'm getting better, I think I'll be able to go back to school pretty soon.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And he says that contrary to what the medical doctors had said about him, he said that now he's convinced he'll be able to finish high school, he'll be able to go to college and pursue a career, and he'll be able to go and pursue a career later.
Absolutely, 99%. I just want to get one more detail in. During the last treatment, okay, we pressed on one spot. He was talking real well, and then suddenly when we pressed on it, he just get tongue tight. He just won't. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I was surprised when he said Dr. Tong was pushing some little buttons, you know, the meridians, and our son couldn't speak anymore. I said, what's going on? He said, they've got my tongue.
Mm.
And
Dr.
Tong went and did something. He gave a shot somewhere.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, our son could talk again.
Yes.
And then the doctor, all of a sudden, our son said, Dr. Tong, touch over here. Move over here. And Dr. Tong knew exactly how to take care of this. I don't understand how my son now understands his body. Mm-hmm. He and Dr. Tong works really well. Dr. Tong knows exactly.
So what did he say was a problem with his tongue?
He said the demon was holding his tongue.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. And then,
you know, I don't think something is... I just don't know what... I don't understand this at all because we are Christians. We've had people pray for our child.
Yes.
But, but Dr. Tong started... Looks like he was chasing the demons out of his body.
Later
on... Dr. Tong was... You know, I don't know. This is... I don't know what to say there.
Yes. Yeah, let me tell you, okay?
Yes.
What you said is absolutely the truth, okay? I'm chasing out the bad spirit out of his body. When your body's vibration, the broadcasting frequency is strong, then other spirit cannot get in. Okay,
yeah.
So just like your channel 7's frequency is strong, then you don't have no noises. Okay, that's how it works. Okay, and I want people out there, don't just think I'm wacko. I started as a physics major at Caltech, one of the best schools, and I listened to many Nobel Prize professors on lecture. My advisor in genetics study got the Nobel Prize in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So I was all trained in Western science, but what I'm telling you is true, and I'm going to Einstein overthrown the material paradigm and started energy paradigm. The energy paradigm had to do with the mind and spirit, which Western people do not know.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Carol, I mean, you can think of it as, you know, when people, their immune system is down, they get sick.
Yes.
And I think the reason why maybe your son Christopher, he's very talented.
Yes.
So people who are talented, you know, they might be more vulnerable to things of that sort.
Yes.
The way
that
I kind of interpret it. I think.
But anyway, we should follow up with your son.
Yes.
And maybe in about a month. And I'm sure that he will be able to talk very fluently by then.
Yeah, by that time, he'll probably be able to come to the radio and give
maybe play a little violin for us, you know?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
Right.
Carol, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible.
Thank you. And God bless you, Dr. Tong. You
thank
are a
you.
Wonderful gift.
Thank
and
you.
God has used you to bless our family, to restore health to our son.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website. We have over 150 shows archived at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions, give us a call now, toll free at 1-800-292-5236. Again, it's 1-800-292-5236. We have our next guest on the line, Jean. Hello, is Jean there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Jean. Welcome to our show. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you.
Jean drove 11 hours, came down from North California. One of my former patients, okay, moved up north, and she drove 11 hours just to see me. So I feel I'm very happy. Yes.
That's right, doctor. It was a thrill to see you again.
Yes,
Why don't you give us a little history of
what kind of problem and how
you had.
Okay, I came to you between 10 and 11 years ago.
Right.
With a bag full of problems, starting from early childhood, as far as very bad kidney problems, migraine headaches since I was about 16 years of age, which I had over 40 years, and low back pains from polio which I had incurred in my early 20s, bad sciatica problems. I had a dropped bladder. Mm-hmm. My thyroid was not working.
Fibromyalgia.
Yes, yes, that. And depressed and low energy and gallbladder problems, too. Mm-hmm. And all had been miraculously helped through the doctor with
yeah.
marvelous injections.
Right.
Wonderful.
So all this myth about all the chronic problem, fibromyalgia, migraine, headache, no.
So you don't suffer from any of those?
No. The only thing, the reason that I came down is because my husband was very ill, and he just passed away a few months ago.
Yeah, the stress.
So I am full of problems again, just caused from stress.
Right.
And so I've come down for different problems that I had my first treatment this last Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I had problems in my right leg, and coming from the sciatica, which was very inflamed, had not been able to lay over on that side since around about 4 months, and was able to Thursday night lay on that with no problems whatsoever.
After one treatment?
Yeah, after one treatment.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
And
how about the rest of the pain and then emotionally? How do you feel now?
Much better, doctor.
Yes.
Much better. I'm happy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
gave me my happy shots.
I hit your happy button. Yes, yes. Hey.
And I was having some neck problems
mm-hmm.
and all. Everything is better. I'm looking forward to two more treatments in this coming week.
Yes, I want you to describe a little bit about your husband who passed away. Dick, if I didn't treat him, he would have come down with Alzheimer's for 100% certainty.
Well, he was, after we had moved to Southern California, he had some type of a decline.
Yes.
Emotionally and also mentally, where he would just walk around in a daze
mm-hmm.
and not be really in tune with what was going on and just kind of look at things and not be able to understand, pick up items and just look at them deeply and intensely, and could not really carry on a conversation and all. And
mm-hmm.
I became very concerned, and I noticed that his eyes had turned dead, like a dead fish's.
Right.
There was no emotion, no color.
Spirit, yeah.
And so we brought him in, and he had his first treatment.
Right.
Fine. Second treatment, he had that, and then after the second treatment of injections through the neck and head and down the spine and all the magic points to open up the blockages, his eyes were alive and vivid blue again,
and
he was alert and mentally, and he was
yes.
Made absolutely
a
wonderful comeback.
He was able to say hi to me on after the second treatment and
yes,
remember
was.
Me.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he didn't quite. He
wonderful.
Was looking at me before. Okay, you told me he followed you like your shadow.
That's
all
right.
Along.
I forgot that. Yes,
yeah.
He followed me like a little puppy.
Yes.
And if I turned around, he bumped into me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was his security blanket. But after that, he was able to drive and
right.
and
he could
do.
Wow.
Do many things that had been impossible for him.
Yeah, he didn't quite recognize me when you brought him in, I remember. Because his eyes, he just glared at me, and somehow he probably deep down he knew me, but he couldn't. But after the second treatment, he waved to me, smiled, and said, you know, and then he remembered. I said, remember me? He said, he remembered, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. So yep. Emotionally, you're feeling better, or how?
Emotionally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. I'm doing much better, and
how about your migraine headache you had for a long, long time?
They are a thing of the past.
Thing of the past. So migraine can be cured. Long-term migraine chronic headache can be cured.
Yeah, it has been gone, I would say, probably the last 6 years.
Yes.
Wow, and no medication?
No.
Yes.
No, I go to an acupuncturist just for a tune-up, like a lube and oil change.
Up there, yes. Yes.
Up where I live.
Right.
And then when from stress, things mm-hmm. can get clogged up in the meridian skin. The freeways get clogged, doctor.
Right.
Jean, we're going to have to interrupt you because we're almost done, but thank you so much for calling in
today.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed our show. Join us next Saturday at 12 noon on KCO AM 1000. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.